Today on EPL, we will talk about the battle not being yours. Know when you're beating a dead horse and know when to walk away.
Look at your face.
Before my time.
This Taylor, man.
This is before your time?
When were you born today? Were you born today?
What is this the one she's talking about, Beyonce? Is this the one she's talking about, Beyonce?
No, this is... I think she's talking about everybody.
She's talking about everybody. Everybody.
I'm just not on point today, sorry.
I know I'm a little out of touch with today's music, but I think this is kind of whack, the song.
What? Do you?
Okay, yeah. See, yeah, I think the song
is
kind of
whack. I think it's nice.
See, I didn't take the time to get into all of that controversy.
Well, the video was visually gorgeous. The clothes she had on, like, she's rocking every designer.
Because she's worth, like, how many million?
Lots.
Like two.
100?
Like, no, like 2 million.
100? Now, I do know about that. She's worth way.
Thank you. And welcome, you guys. Welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. And I am so sorry. Usually, I like to get it popping with you. And, you know, we got the little sound effects. But I just got some stuff weighing heavy on me today, and I don't know if I want to share.
You're still processing that. You might not want to say
anything. No, I'm not going to say that. But then there's some other stuff that I found out, you know.
Wait, which thing?
Because I got a lot of stuff
regarding happened. The same thing?
No.
So y'all can't be talking in code on the radio show.
I know. We can't be talking in code.
The listeners need to know.
All right, y'all. I found out I've been living my life as a black woman, and I ain't black. Okay, and I feel some kind of way.
Yeah, I do too.
What's that lady name that did it?
Rachel.
She's Rachel.
You Rachel Dolezal.
Basically.
Oh, man.
You can't say nigga no more. Oh, my God. Well, you know what they say.
It's one drop. That's
if
all
you
it
a
takes.
Drop.
No,
now I got a few drops.
No.
That's yeah, I got a few
drop
drops.
Is all it takes.
You have to have at least 40%.
Shut up.
At least 40. They said 50.
But she said 51.
51.
Yeah. I kind of agree with the 51.
You know what's funny is growing up, all my life, I would hear people say, we know you're black, but what else? Mm. And to find out, we did Demetrius and his girlfriend, we did the DNA results, Ancestry.com, and I got mine and found out that I am only a quarter African American.
That's it.
Was it really shocking for you?
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was going to be a little higher. I thought I was maybe in the, you know, high 30s, mid 30s.
It's 40? A lot of people have not. I understand your shock. Tasha, she didn't understand it. I'm like, that's a big deal because she's always thought differently. I mean, a quarter. Don't call me.
I'm half black, half Italian. You can say what you want to say, but that's technically not the truth.
Were you aware on your black side the white came in?
Yes, I knew there was Irish. Okay. I thought there was Indian. There's no Indian.
But it wasn't
but
even
there
that
is
much
Irish.
It was only like 5%.
A little bit of, yeah.
So you, okay, Italian? Did that come up?
Yes, Italian.
That was 40%.
That was 40%.
I don't know, I remember numbers, but yeah.
40%.
So she primarily Italian? Is that what the deal
yes.
is?
Yes.
So what else? Italian? Black?
It was Italian. What else was it? It was
Italian, some type of
from
Asian.
Yeah,
it was some
a little
weird
Asian,
a little Asian.
Greece. I mean, definitely 70% European.
3% European Jewish, and 5%,
I had some Middle East.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. I want to do this now. Can you all give me the number?
Oh, it's it, yeah.
We're the website,
Ancestry.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I told her I don't feel as close to you as a black person anymore. But as a Jewish person, I feel closer to you.
We've connected on a Jewish level.
On a Jewish level.
I love
European
it.
Jewish level.
Well, Courtney and I don't know what we are, right?
Not a clue.
But we're just black.
Yeah.
Today.
And we can still say the N-word if we want to.
I'm going to still say it. Mm. And I will just suffer the consequences.
You can say it amongst the white folks. Because technically, amongst the white folks, you black.
But see, this is what I think. It's how you look.
The shade.
It doesn't even matter what the numbers say. It's how you look because people perceive you the way what they see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you go into some white, they're going to say you are a black woman.
Yeah.
Even if you show them their paperwork, they're going to say this is
a black woman.
Baloney and throw it out.
Baloney. I love it. Thank you, Michelle. You're on my side, girl. Mm-hmm. So how y'all living? And Demetrius doesn't like that, he said. Damn. How you living?
It sounds so old.
What should we say, Demetrius? How you living? What should we say?
Oh, what's hot in these streets?
How are you doing?
What's good?
What's good?
What's good? What's good? I like what's good.
Yeah, thank you.
What's good? So that's what's going to be. What's good? So what's good, Demetrius?
Man, let me say this. I have had fun over the last few days hanging out with you.
You have?
Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
We did.
Because we don't hang out as much anymore.
I know.
And so... And Cherie's always, we need the meet. We need meet in person. I'm like, I can just email you this. I understand. I'm still not going to do what you want me to do every week, but that's cool.
Well, that's what we were doing. We were meeting every week. And what it was doing is it kind of put us on this trajectory to creative. We were creating and we were in sync and it was good. I thought it was good. And now
she likes the email, energy jive, man. Like
so because you need that. You don't get that. Then you send me a bunch of stuff to read and I'm not gonna read it.
Of course, Courtney agrees with you. She's dressed like HR right now. Hey, so look, she loves to meet
I had to be a professional grown up today. Okay.
Okay. I have one question. Did she cook for you?
Did I cook? No, I did. No. He's finicky. Well,
yeah.
So I made
about what food?
He's particular. We call him persnickety.
No, you call me persnickety.
Well, Tasha agrees.
Oh, whatever. Yes. Food was involved though.
It was.
Yes, we went. We had Doolin's. Soul food.
It was good.
Was good.
Doolin's, that's over there in Leimert Park.
Well, there are a couple of them. There's one on Crenshaw and one Manchester. We did the Manchester one.
It was delicious.
It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you all have fried chicken?
Yes. Yeah,
the fried chicken was good. I'm not going to say it was delicious. You know.
It was delicious.
It was.
I don't think it was delicious. You know what I loved? I loved the cornbread dressing was slamming.
Did you like the yams?
The yams were good. Yep. Mm-hmm. I like the yams, the cornbread dressing. The mac and cheese I thought was horrible.
Oh, what?
Horrible.
That's awful.
It wasn't traditional mac and cheese because like the macaroni looked like it was split or something like that. It wasn't like elbow macaroni, but
the greens,
I thought it was good.
Horrible.
I didn't have the greens.
Cabbage and
the sweet potato pie was on point.
Well, I didn't get any pie because you ate the majority of the pie.
You
took the last
that
slice.
That is not.
You took the last slice.
You told me to take
it. You still took it.
I wanted to save it. But you know why? Because I'm trying to get in a place where I can receive. Like, if people offer to give me stuff, a lot of times I'll be like, that's okay. They want to pay. That's okay. No. But now I'm like, no, let me give you the opportunity to feel how I feel when I give. So I'm trying to receive. So she offered the pie. I took it. But I wouldn't take a plate. Sharif trying to sabotage people.
No, because we had so much food.
It was a lot of food.
I was like, it was actually very unkind and not gracious of you not to take a plate. We were like, please take it. Please remove some of it. Please help us out.
What do you call it? A buffet?
Well,
they made it in the morning.
Yeah, we set it up. I mean, it's always a buffet when you go to somebody's house.
We watched the fight.
Right? Were you at the people's house?
It's when I asked you to come.
Oh, I thought you said, wait, no, I'm thinking Doolin's.
No.
No. Yes, he went and picked it up, and what happened was...
Oh, I was so confused.
Well,
what the hell? What you mean?
No. I thought they went to the plate.
Yeah.
No, during the fight. So we got some containers of food because they wouldn't do like the catering style. So you had to get a bunch of dinners and it was like, oh my God, it was way too much damn food.
They normally
way
do. Too much. I think a friend of mine, she ordered before from Doolin's.
Well, the one on Crenshaw does.
Okay.
But he's my boo thing was very particular about do not order from the one on Crenshaw. Mm. So I said, oh shoot, okay, I gotta call Manchester. And they,
you think he would have really known?
Yeah.
He asked the people, where you come from?
No, he would, because he had to pick it up. So he for sure would have known. Yes.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was decent, though. It was good.
Your friend Frances is cool, too. And she has some good suggestions for the show. So everybody, send in questions that you want to ask us and have us say on air. That was one of Frances's suggestions, and I like to do that.
That is a good idea. That is a good idea. And I guess we need to get to our main topic. The battle is not yours. Go ahead and set up this Taylor Swift, Kimye.
Which camera am I?
Beef.
Where's my camera?
Because right y'all here. Know we played her new song.
Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is a singer, for those of you who don't know.
A Caucasian singer?
Yes, but I mean, I don't see color. That if you want to do it that you, way,
you
I
did oh, okay. I don't know. Because just you were mad at her because she's only 25%
That's true.
Black. So I just thought
she
shouldn't
feel. No, I was mad at her because she throws racial epithets at
Taylor
me.
Taylor could be my second cousin.
She really could be my second cousin.
She might be.
She's a very good songwriter. I would say, and she has some good music. I don't necessarily love her voice that much, but it's gotten better over the years. She's also known for being interrupted at, was it the Grammys?
No, it was the VMAs during her acceptance speech.
By Kanye for winning an award that Beyonce actually deserved. And
that was 2009.
Or that he thought Beyonce
No, that Beyonce deserved. So
I think 50% of the country would disagree with you.
Well, they would be wrong. That being said, over the years, Kanye has gone back and forth with Taylor with barbs, and at one point he made a song called Famous, in which he said, I made that bitch famous, and Kanye claimed that before he said that, he got permission from Taylor Swift to put that in a song. Taylor Swift denied it, and allegedly, they say that Kim produced the tape, and I think she did.
I
don't know if Kim had it, but they let her put it out.
Well, right. Yes, that's on what her I meant. Show.
Kim yeah. had the receipts.
Yeah, so she put it out, and it showed that Taylor was actually lying, that she did speak with Kanye beforehand, and she was exposed as someone who was playing the victim.
Yeah, because she probably got from her team. It's not mm-hmm. a good look, and so then she kind of backtracked.
Now, how long ago was that? Like a couple years?
Well, that was
last year.
Last year. So now, all the way 1 year later, Taylor has released a song called Look What You Made Me Do with a video that accompanies the song that talks about, that says goodbye to her reputation and addresses the controversy. A little late after everyone has basically moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Exactly.
But the song I like. I think the song is hot. I like the video. I tried to listen to it with a bit of empathy, and I felt like the first verse is basically her just letting out what she probably felt at that time when she was exposed by Kanye.
What exactly? Because I watched the video, and then I kind of pulled up some commentary with them, you know, just basically saying these are the hidden messages or the overt messages. And she's, like, basically getting at everybody,
yes.
You know. What exactly do you think that her sitting in the tub with all those diamonds was a Kim reference? Paris and got
robbed? Probably. I would think that wasn't accidental.
What's the diss, though? What's the Kimye diss? I didn't see it.
With the tub?
No, I mean in the whole video.
Oh, in the whole video, to me, the first verse is basically talking about her being exposed and how this person has done something to her, but now everyone's looking at her like she did something wrong, which she did. But then as she moves through the song and gets to the very end, to be fair to her, I think she gave a critique of herself, which goes as far as a egotistical person can. And because she said that she plays the victim, and mm-hmm. she's criticizing herself using multiple right. Taylors, which I thought that was clever. Pretty interesting and cool. But mm-hmm. I think she should have let this go because nobody really cares anymore.
What do you think,
Courtney? Because I'm telling you,
I saw it and I was like, well, I don't know if she's really. Is this something the media is doing and trying to? The battle is definitely over, and we need to move on. But I didn't really see.
No, she needs to move
she
on.
She needs to move on. she can go on and put that Rapunzel wig back on and start singing in a tower about boys again, because all of that did nothing for it was like a moment. Everybody was like, oh, snap, she dropped a song, and she's talking about, because in the song she kind of alludes to a lot of different things, Katy Perry stuff, the mm-hmm. producer guy or whatever that she wrote for.
Calvin Harris, yeah.
She kind of alluded to some ish with that. And it's just like, Taylor, you're
just
the...
like, stop.
We're the tired of the white girl. Just go be the white girl in the tower and sing about the boys again. Like, nobody... I don't care about this. And I don't care about you trying to be hard and trying to change. Like, nobody cares. Everybody know what you're doing.
But, Courtney, do you feel as if she feels like her music can't stand on its own? That she has to do this? Or... why is she doing
this? No, I feel like I think Taylor's actually a catty bitch.
Like, I think she, like, I love what, don't get me wrong, she's brilliant at what she's done, but I think she's a petty bitch. Like, she wants to be you're not going to say that about me and I'm not going to respond.
She does it
through her music. She's 28 years old.
But remember, every guy she breaks up with, she writes a song about him. She's a catty
and
bitch.
I'm not mad. Like, that's what you do and that's what you've built your career on and that's how you express yourself. Because, you know, it's like writing poetry. Like, it's whatever you're going through, you get it. But sometimes you maybe don't need to put that on your album. Like, write it didn't work out, then move on. Like,
and Sheree, I'm tired of y'all white people saying that these people that are like 28, 30
are kids.
Like, Michael Locke, was it Locke?
The swimmer boy.
Oh, yeah. He's a kid.
No,
what was it, like 30?
He's a grown-ass man. He's 32 years old.
I'm tired of y'all doing that,
Rick. You people.
And they did that with Taylor with
you. You
Kanye
people
was on
are not
going to
mess up my
day. 20.
Well, okay, all right.
She's 20, she's a little older than I thought she was. She's a grown woman, right?
And she is. There is a lack of maturity. But, okay, that battle is clearly over because the thing with Kanye happened 2009. But you know what, though? I'm a forgiving woman. I believe that we're supposed to forgive, and forgiveness is always more for you than for the other person. You know what I mean? Just kind of frees up your heart and your conscience and makes you susceptible and a better place to receive what's new. Now, what he did to her, like interrupting her in the middle of a moment that is, you know, she was being celebrated, she was being honored. That was foul. And ain't nobody saying nothing.
It was very rude.
Mm-hmm.
It was rude. I thought it was entertaining as hell. And she could have taken that moment as an entertaining moment versus...
Are you serious?
Because there's a way she could have played that off in a way that wasn't just white girl victim to this big angry black man. And I'm not saying she should have. I'm saying there's other ways that moment could have been played. Mm-hmm. And now, years later, the fact that that's still, like, the depth of your, like, hostilities
you
gotta, and,
you,
like,
you
it's
to,
old.
You
Stop.
Have to qualify that. How did she play it that way?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of an example. If I'm on stage and this, like, you didn't have a witty comeback in the moment, or you could joke about it, turn it into a joke, and not about you being victimized
so
all
wait
the
a
time.
Second. In 2009, she really was young. Because we're talking about, that's what, 8 years ago?
She was young. Fine.
But she's 20?
I'm
21?
Saying it's still almost 10 years later, and we're still playing this, like, game in this line of where she is. Because
keep in mind, even if she had what Kanye did to her, don't get me wrong, was wrong.
Horrible.
But it's a part of me that's glad that he did
why?
It.
Why?
Because she didn't deserve it, and she got it because she was a white girl in America. That's
and
really
she
why
got,
she got
and
it.
And she got a lot of publicity off of that.
She did. And that was the argument about his verse.
I have to acknowledge that he was
he
wrong.
Made her famous.
He should
yes,
not have
should
done
not
that.
Have done
but
that.
I'm not mad that he did it. But I'm like, that was wrong, but he was right. You know, is that? But my
like
thing now, Vegas. That happened. But last year, you knew you spoke to Kanye. You knew he told you he was going to do
he
this.
He didn't say he was
going to
call her
a
bitch.
Why the fuck did you lie?
He said he didn't. She said that he didn't tell her he would call her
That's
a bitch.
Entirely possible. But you know what? You should have said that. It's too late now. Because you made us believe that Kanye never contacted you at all. And you let us believe that.
Well, she did say they had a phone call. She did say that.
She said that.
She said one
phone
call.
I think she said that after the initial response was like, no, I was not consulted. And then it became, yes, we had a phone call, but he didn't say he was going to call me a bitch in the phone call.
When do you guys think that, like, when you have a beef with somebody, what is the reasonable amount of time to kind of stay mad or stay in that place?
Depends on what we're talking about. We talking about rap beef? We talking about...
Yeah, because it depends.
I'm talking about you.
But it depends on if it's public or not. Like, if it's, you know what I mean, between two entertainers, or if it's a personal beef. Because that you have to do different things.
I'm talking
things.
About a personal beef. I'm talking about us, like your personal beef. When should you just let it go?
I'm like Cardi B. If somebody have beef with me, they have beef forever. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
You don't even know why I'm looking like that.
I don't.
Because I'm like Cardi B. If we got beef forever, as far as until
that's exhausting. 2 weeks.
Really?
It depends for
exhausting. It's not. Sheree always says that to me. Like, it's exhausting. I don't wake up thinking about people I've been beefing with for 15 years.
Let me say
you
this.
Just don't fuck with them no more.
No, but let me
but
say
that's
this.
Not having a beef if you don't fuck with them anymore.
Don't you get tired of hearing about somebody's beef? It like a friend of yours, and because I like to let things go.
It depends if it's a cold or a hot war. Like if it's a cold war, I don't want to hear about that. Like
that's my thing.
I don't want to hear about something that happened 10 years ago constantly. But if this just happened last week, then I'm gonna have to hear about it till December or something like that, depending on what happens.
So you give what? So if Tasha has a beef with somebody. Mm. How much time do you give her before you say, you know what? This battle is over.
Depends on what they did. Hell, it may be 5-6 years, depending on what they did.
What could somebody do that you could hold on to for 5 or 6 years?
Fuck with your money.
Not pay you.
You gonna leave me out here?
I'm sorry, I wasn't even looking.
Not pay you. Money.
That's the biggest
one.
Okay,
so yeah. For me, it depends. It depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. And it depends on, like, once I don't know, once I have closure.
So you need closure in order to move on. What if the person never gives you that closure? Well, because to me, that's like giving up your power.
But for me, closure is what I personally need. So it may not need, I need them to say, oh, I'm sorry, or I did this. But something in the universe is going to give me closure.
Got you.
Whether they break their leg.
So you're waiting for karma to happen.
Some shit. Whatever's supposed to happen. I don't ask for it. You know what I'm saying?
Hence the name of the show, The Battle Is Not Yours.
Right. Hey, I don't say, ooh, please make this happen. It just happens. I'm like, ooh, shit.
And when it happens, do you have a little bit of
I need vengeance a lot.
Vengeance
of times.
Is not.
I need, that's what I need.
See, I feel more like.
That's aggressive.
See, they shouldn't have been messing
with
me.
That's very aggressive.
See, I'm not like, oh, my, yeah, I'm glad that happened. I'm just like, see, they shouldn't have been messing with me because I didn't do anything to them.
So when Michelle Obama said, you know, when they go low, you go high. So you don't subscribe to that philosophy, Demetrius, do you?
Who won? Who won that whole thing? Sometimes when they go low, you gotta go lower.
Hello. I need a high five. Wait
a minute. Listen, you know what's funny? Because this was pre me getting saved. And not that I can't have no flashbacks.
Wait. Is the Statue of Limitations, has it told on this? Whatever you're about to say, has it?
Yeah. Gone, this was years and years. I'm not gonna say who it was.
You just stabbed somebody.
But when I tell you, I had to cuss this chick clean out. Because she did something in front of my son. Mm. And I couldn't really... what happened? I was trying to get to the airport. Mm. She was coming back from... Shit, I might as well just say it. Anyway.
You're
gonna... Okay, I'm not gonna say it. So anyway, coming back from the airport, she had Trey. I was supposed to meet them at LAX, and I couldn't get in. I'm like, what's going on? Why is all this traffic? Well, come to find out there was like a bomb threat or something, but that's after the fact. So, I was in constant communication, and we ended up meeting at a gas station outside of the airport. So I see my baby. I haven't seen my baby in maybe it was a week. So I'm so happy to see him. And she started going in.
On you?
You trifling. Oh, you just trifling. How you not going to be at... I said, okay. And I was in such protective mode because I never wanted him. Because my mom, my mom was young when she had me and my brother, 20. She was 20, 21. She had two kids. So my thing is I wanted to always protect him from my stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you never vent, because that's not his issue. Ooh, let me tell you, I couldn't wait to get home. So I put him in the car. We went home. As soon as I got in the other room, I called, and I had to, don't you, I will. I had to, and we've been cool ever since.
Sometimes you have to
do that. But why did I have to go there to get some respect?
Because some people stupid.
And some people will try you to see.
I'm doing it right there. Because my kids need to see. I don't let nobody talk. My kids know.
You do.
They need to know. My kids know nobody's messing with you, mommy. Exactly. If you have a problem, holler at me.
It's different because you're raising girls. Mm-hmm. So it probably is a little different. Maybe, you sticking up for yourself. I don't know, but...
I have a friend. I'm not going to say who.
Garland.
It's a female. there was a problem in traffic, and she told her kids, do not get out the car.
Oh, snap.
She got out the car, and they found out things about their mom they had not seen before.
Damn.
That's all I'm going to say.
I did that, too.
Damn. You got out the car?
Yes, he was a little older. He's a little older, yes. I was taking him to school, and yes, and, you know.
Physically?
Yes.
What?
To Bank of Canyon.
If I had some pearls. Yes.
Yes. I think I need to do it, too.
Yes. Trey's like, Mom, where are you going? Mom, don't get out the car. And then I got out the car, handled my business, got back. He was like, wow,
you threw them hands?
He was like, Mom, that was awesome, Mom.
Right? You have to do that because kids respect it, too.
I didn't throw my hands because they, like, but I was all up in the street looking like a crazy person.
You got to do what you got to do.
I would have thrown hands had that window been. If she would have gotten out of that car, it would have went down.
She got
in
out
the middle
the car,
of the street.
So yeah. So wow.
So that was road rage.
Yeah, you can say that. What she was doing is, you know, when people just and driving in LA is stressful anyway.
It is, yes.
So she's, you know, cussing me out, giving me the finger, and she's closer to Trey because Trey's sitting in the front seat. In the passenger side, so all this stuff has to go past my kid.
Mm.
If it was just me, I could. So my thing is, you're disrespecting my kid.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, mm. I will hurt you over my kid.
Along the lines of knowing when it's over, I don't think Remy Ma needs to say anything else.
Yes,
to Nikki.
But she still is. She's still running her mouth.
But because Nikki,
what's
keep,
good, Nikki?
Nikki
what's
keeps good? Saying stuff. But this is my thing but to I, Remy Ma. Nikki. You won. You won't have to say shit.
She should have said anything since she dropped
yes.
it.
Why do you feel like she won?
She won
with
once
that
she,
ether.
Ether. That was it. There was.
Yeah.
She there was
never said anything else after she dropped
killed.
That.
That's
about
it.
I'm sorry, but I mean, because Nicki Minaj, she has how many albums?
Plenty.
But that wasn't what it was about.
And she didn't say anything. She hasn't said anything. But what's crazy? Because remember, she confronted Taylor Swift.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if that's who you are, then be who you are. Kind of to me, the fact that she really hasn't really said anything is kind of
well.
A
Nikki
move.
Nikki really does not need to say. She
exactly.
really what Nikki needs to do. Nikki needs to get a hit because what's happening here? Like
point.
When you said you thought Taylor Swift was still like kind of 21 and stuff, right?
And not Taylor Swift. I meant she Miley Cyrus.
No.
Nikki
I get what
said.
You're saying, mm-hmm. but when we were speaking earlier. See, mm-hmm. a lot of these artists are starting to get older, mm-hmm. and they're not the young artists anymore. I don't know how old Cardi B is.
She's 20-something.
She's more so the young artist now. Mm-hmm. So as you age as an artist, you begin to feel your mortality mm-hmm. where you release hot stuff, but people don't seem to care as much anymore.
Like that
song, Bodak Yellow, I went over Nikki's discography, and I was trying to see, did she ever have a song that was really that hot, that was that hip-hop, that was that... I was like, I don't know if she did. And so I'm like, if you've been the only female artist for the longest time, and now people are starting to chip away, I was like, you begin to feel a certain way.
I'm sure.
Damn, Remy Ma, you need to get some hits. You really need to get some hits. Because all the songs she's been featured on, like with 2 Chainz, That's a Vibe, and Rack It Up with Yo Gotti. I was like, it's nice, but it ain't that Bodak Yellow. Like, I'm like,
And Cardi B didn't have anybody on that.
Nope.
At all.
That's just her.
And her album is kind of all right.
Well, the first one was nice, but it wasn't like people didn't really take it like
that. See, I don't know about that. I know about this new one that just came out. Where I was just kind of like, okay. Like, you not just, you didn't that one hit, because I thought it was going to be a one hit wonder. You know, just kind of assuming.
Yeah. So.
But the people say she's been putting in the work. So it's not like she just popped up. She's been trying.
But I don't feel like Remy Ma needs to say anything else. Just let it. You won. Just make hits. We see you. That's it.
See, so what does it say when you don't realize the battle is over for Remy Ma and Nikki? The battle's over. You won. When she keeps making little digs and she's not really aware that the battle is over, she hasn't let it go. What does that say? What does that communicate? To me, it communicates a sense of insecurity. Now
exactly.
I'm kind of looking at her like, are you jealous of Nikki?
Of course she is.
Well,
how about jealous of her career?
Yeah.
I think it's bigger than just a career.
You think it's because
look at the way she's dressing now and everything. Remy Ma, but I feel like
she feels like she has to like model into this world, and it might have been a very different world had she not been put away for 6 years.
But, okay, I'm gonna say I think.
But Nikki is a gorgeous woman.
But I'm gonna say I think Nikki touched on some points that made her open her eyes and say, "Ooh, because that weight has come down." And
that's like what I'm saying.
And like you said, the look. You know what I mean? It's she stepped it up.
But she should have, to be
exactly.
fair.
Exactly. So she might open her eyes to some real things.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like when, and let me just say why. If you're going to decide, okay, I want to be an entertainer and I want to be in entertainment and this is the career I want to have, there are certain things that you're going to have to do in order to accomplish mm-hmm. that. And being in good shape for pictures and to appeal to your audience is something yeah, you're going to have to do.
But look at some of the most successful female rappers are not like, you know, are not the most beautiful women. It's not like they don't hit the standard of beauty.
Like who?
That, well, look at Queen Latifah.
But that's old. Remember, she's...
And Nicki changed what that meant.
Got you.
So well, and even Lil' Kim. No, I would give it more so to Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim came out, and Lil' Kim was very attractive.
Sexy.
Yeah, at first.
And she did labels. She did a lot of labels. Now, that was her style. Nikki is a little more, you know, more up-to-date.
And Queen Latifah is just naturally beautiful to me. She's pretty.
No, she's a beautiful. No. Whatever size. She's a beautiful woman, but I'm saying she doesn't meet the ideal, like the ideal standard of beauty that we have.
But I think
for
that's
entertainers
new.
It's and
now.
For, okay, yeah. So it's kind of changed.
Queen Latifah is like an old school rapper.
Salt and Pepper, same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Baggy clothes.
But Salt and Pepper, they were attractive too, though. You know, and they weren't like as big as, you know, like they weren't like overweight or anything like that. So they still were kind of attractive.
You better clean that up.
The look is different.
Well, style of the time allowed for you to be physically different then. Now everybody's trying to be a 20-inch waist with
a booty.
Booties and boobs out to here.
And you can see it like outside of music when somebody decides, and this goes for men and women, because mm-hmm. I've had clients where I'm like, you're not really serious about this. Because as a guy in Hollywood, if you're really serious about this, really serious, you gotta be able to take your shirt off. And when you take it off, it has to be like,
you have to be happy.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of competition. And that's what, you're right, that's kind of what the role demands, really, to be on top. You gotta fit the look.
That's part of hard work.
When you first come out, people like to visually look at something stimulating.
Yeah.
I want to look like...
Who?
No, I'm just saying in general. No, because that's why the stripper girls is winning, because they about their body. They do not play. Them girls will not eat or do whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Like
you go to
you're
the,
right.
They working on that pole every
look,
night. That's a workout.
They'll
that's
still have stitches. I mean... You think they play
surgery
stitches?
They
had the little holes. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They just
doing their thing.
Twerking.
And that's the business that you're in.
So it don't even matter how you got it.
That's the business that you're in. You're in the business of also looking good.
But don't you think that things are just becoming more and more superficial?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
To an extent, yes.
And I think you don't get a certain gratification with that superficial thing. So you're going to keep getting superficial things. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just going to keep going. At some point, you know, you need something real.
When is that battle ever over for us?
It's a within battle.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when is it? When do we say, okay, because California is very, very different. Like, L.A. is very different than any other place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With the pressure, you know, the pressure to be beautiful, to have the little waist, to have now it's the big butt. So when do you, as a woman, do you ever just say that battle is over and I'm just going to love me and be okay with me as I am? Now, you want to be healthy. You know what I mean? You want to take care of yourself. Okay, go ahead.
I'll go with that. The thing is, everyone doesn't have to look like the thinnest person.
Yeah.
But you got to be your best you.
Yes.
And that's really what it's about. I'm not trying to get a client to be somebody else.
Or zero.
Right. Because that's not going to happen mm-hmm. for every client. But damn, you can't. I don't need you to be a 24. Now, let's get you down to maybe a 10, something like that. Whatever's going to be best for you.
You're talking about a client. You're talking about somebody in the entertainment industry. I'm just saying in general, and we're all kind of in the entertainment industry. You know.
Kind of?
Well, we are. But I'm saying, like, I don't feel the pressure to be in the damn gym every day.
I do.
You do?
I do.
I
feel like I should be.
Yes. I'm doing it.
Now, I do feel guilty.
That makes did you feel the pressure? Because you feel guilt.
Pressure, feel meet Cherie. Cherie, meet pressure.
But it's like, I want to eat. I like to eat. Me I like too. To cook. I like to eat
and drink. But you can eat. That's why you got to work out.
That's why you got to work out.
And no, exactly. No desserts. You can eat, drink liquor, and you know.
Yeah, I don't do the desserts.
Oh, you know. Those are good.
It's I know so, it is good.
I ate animal cookie juice yesterday.
Child. Man, she posted it too.
What? I was so ashamed.
Animal cookies
in the little box with
I felt
the
like
string?
I was 5 years old.
I
like the iced ones by, what is it, Stoke?
We like ice? What?
They're the pink and the white. But not the like coated iced ones where it's like all the way around. It's just lightly iced ones on top in the bag. Yeah.
Is that still on your Instagram at Stuart?
I don't even know.
That sounds so good.
But they were so good. And I thought, I was like, I'm going to need some animal cookies and some wine. And that was my night.
And wine?
I know, it was messed up, man.
Oh, sugar.
But it was good. That is hilarious.
Just you, the wine, and animal cookies?
Because I had work. I was running around all day. And I ran into the animal crackers. And when I got home, I was like, I didn't eat dinner. And that's when I feel like a frat boy. Like, I feel like I eat weird shit when I'm tired. So I'm like, I'm going to eat some animal cookies and drink some wine.
You just keep your hand in your pants while you eat, too?
You nasty.
Wait, how does that go there?
It's because of the frat boy comment.
See, you see them? You see them?
I'm
see
nasty. Right?
Yes. Y'all don't ever put your hand in your pants while y'all eat?
No, not at all.
You listen, never. Not to eat no animal crackers.
I don't put my hands in my pants.
Well,
ever?
You might have to scratch it.
I mean, sometimes it is what it is, but yeah. Not,
but to
not,
me, that
not,
sounds
not
like it's just chilling.
No. Silly.
You might have to just eat real quick and then.
Oh my God, I can't.
What
this show has taken a turn for the worse. We apologize to the listeners.
I didn't see it going there.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
What are we talking about?
She don't know. Cherie ain't got a note. She don't know what the hell is going on.
Wait a minute, what's going on? Come on, Demetrius.
We covered all that.
So what do you need to move on?
For me, what do I need to move on?
From a situation or where you're mad at someone or what have you.
Probably just time.
Just time,
well,
really?
Yeah. Because I think, like, forgiveness is a process. And when somebody does you wrong, again, I understand, like, you have to forgive because that's more for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to carry you. In my heart, in my spirit, in my mind, you don't deserve that. You're not worthy of that.
Is that what happens with you, though? Do you wake up, like, when you got beef with, and it stays on your mind like that?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you're thinking about it 24/7, but things could trigger, and boom, there it is. Mm. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And again, that's you're carrying that. And I don't want to do that.
Are you like that too, Michelle?
I think it just depends on the situation. So it depends on what it was. Mm. You know what I mean? See, if it has to do with a relationship and somebody has something to do with that, when that relationship is done, it kind of is like, that don't even matter anymore because I'm over here now.
I didn't understand that. Say that again.
Okay, so say, because to me,
did that make sense to y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm a directed
to
you.
Directed to me, because there's some questions I need to ask.
Okay, things that really, mm-hmm. I think, are heavy on people's heart is like if you're in a relationship and someone does something to that relationship.
Like cheats.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like once that relationship is done, it's kind of like, psh, who cares about what that, all that, you
I
know, happened
you.
In that.
Right.
You kind of,
right.
It's kind of just like,
no,
it's done.
I get it.
It's over.
Because a new situation ain't nothing like, listen, what's going to make you forget the last situation and the last hurt is a new situation.
Exactly.
Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else.
And then, boom, there
that
it is.
You know what? That's true. Like, I know that's kind of, but I get it.
But
I
it's mean, real.
It it's is.
Real. Let because me ask you this.
Maybe.
What happens if, in a relationship,
and drown them?
What happens?
So unless you bring all that baggage to it, and then you end up
did you just
drown
did you just kill somebody
I mean,
on the show?
This is what happened.
Did you do that, Courtney?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay,
I don't.
You know somebody who has?
Yeah, because they thought they were over what they were in, and they weren't, and they took it to something new, and
ooh.
That was a mess.
All right,
it was a mess.
Wow. Let me ask you this: what do y'all think about? When, like, in a relationship, and you know, you miss the mark, you mess up or whatever, and it's not cheating. You don't cheat, because that's a whole nother level of forgiveness and stuff you have to work through. But you mess up, and somebody says to you, you got some making up to do. What do you think about that?
I'm going to say, what does that mean? Like, we still in the relationship?
No, we're in the relationship.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, yeah, you got some making up to do.
So first thing I'm going to think of is like, okay, so are we still together?
I forgive you, but you got some making up to do.
So I'm going
to
say, are we still together?
Yeah, you're still together.
So like you in the doghouse and you trying to
What does that mean? Like, what, you want me to rub your feet? What, cook you meals? Like, what does that mean? I need to know.
Well, I'm sure he'll let you know what that means She'll let you, whatever. Yeah, no. So the person will let you know. But let me tell you, for me, that's not my get down. Because, seriously. Because it's almost like, well, it's not. Because if something happens in the relationship and, I offend you or you offend me and I choose to forgive, and, like, it's the battle is over. Let's move on. You can't truly move on if I'm still looking at you to make it up.
But you know what? I think, because it sounds like a man could say something like that, because they normally do.
Yes.
So I think patronize them.
What does that mean?
Okay, baby, I got you.
But you really don't got
it. But you're not worried about it. Yeah, but I mean, what do you really, I do everything I'm supposed to.
Exactly.
So what more do you want? What you want me to do?
Yeah.
Rub a pinky toe? I mean, like, I'm just saying sometimes, okay, this is what I realized.
Y'all
now.
Ain't shit.
Now, I watched Insecure.
I watched all the episodes.
When you sent me, Courtney, the suggestions, I was like, because I thought I was caught up to date.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. So did you see the scene where Issa was, what's his name?
Daniel.
Where Issa was giving Daniel very, very special attention.
Okay.
Now, I didn't realize, because I'm not black.
Right.
I didn't realize that black women didn't do that.
Well, they do, right?
But see, that was the whole point of that episode.
Let's talk to the black man.
Being that he's black the one that would be receiving
black man with the large penis, what do you have to say?
85% black? You black.
You black.
87.
Okay.
That I have known for some time. Even Richard Pryor spoke about this in his comedy, that black women are not as apt to give fellatio
special attention
as white women.
But do you feel like in 2017 it's still like that?
Probably.
No, yeah. You can't say probably. Yes or no. No gray area with this.
I've never had a problem getting my dick sucked, though, so.
Oh my goodness!
I don't know.
So you can't say that then.
But
look at the baby. Look at the baby.
But
I was like, did he just say that?
But I would think that it kind of is. Maybe the younger generation, but I don't know.
Okay, now would you say
I think the younger generation would pretty much do anything.
I agree. Now, do you think though that black women don't do it as well as the white women?
No, I haven't had that. It's the same.
So the white woman did it the same as the black woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just the white women just don't see it, because having grown up with white girls, they never saw that as sex. Mm-hmm. So they were much freer and do it more often and much quicker in a relationship.
I'll do that first.
They would do that many a time before they ever got sex, even if they didn't receive cunnilingus in return.
The conversation that Issa and her friends had on the show was very true to real life about how a lot of black women may feel about that. So
that to me, to do that first is like putting the cart before the horse. Like, because
you're white though. I'm just kidding. I had to.
No. That wouldn't be.
So bad. Y'all are so disrespectful. I think it's putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
And maybe is that the distinction between black women and white women?
What?
That black women do that, we'll give you special attention. Mm-hmm. That's what Bernie Mac called it, special attention.
Special attention.
But it's going to be in the context of, maybe we're in a relationship or, we've already been intimate, we've already had sex, and that is kind of the icing on the cake kind of thing. That's like a bonus.
Well, Emma, show that wasn't how it was portrayed. She's like, she don't do it. She don't want to be seen as a hoe. That's really...
And you talk about...
Insecure.
Insecure.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I got. I do think that Daniel...
Yes. So she wasn't doing that with Lawrence?
See, I didn't get that she wasn't ever doing it.
Wasn't it somebody that said during that scene that they do not do that? Was it?
Well, wasn't it? But I feel like it was after Amanda Seale's character was like, well, that's why you don't do it enough. And she's like, they started talking about marriage and stuff like that. Like, I feel like it's about being in a serious relationship. Right. Not that I don't want to suck a dick, but I'm not going to just be sucking every dick that I meet.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit, I was more shocked. I have never seen in like a regular show.
Was that not crazy?
Somebody it was come in so somebody's graphic. Face. That was like,
it was
wow.
very graphic.
That was. And
it was so funny. Was.
But when she was covering her eye, I was like, I'm going to lose
and
it.
And she was so mad.
But can I tell you something? What would have been so funny if her eye was kind of swollen?
That's a good point.
She had the patch. I wanted to see. When she took it down, it was regular. Yes. I'm like, hey,
because it came with such velocity.
Yeah. Yes. So if it was swollen, it was like, it was in her eye.
But she thought it was disrespectful. Is that disrespectful by what? Daniel?
I don't think so.
I didn't think it was disrespectful because here's the thing. in that situation, he didn't ask for that. So they hadn't talked about it. Yeah, you know what I mean? He didn't really know like, the rules, the do's and the don'ts.
And I think it depends on, too, the guy. Like, Daniel is very respectful of her. Like, that's you can tell he cares about her. So in that situation, that's different. It was kind of like, ooh, it just, you blew my mind. I think she wiped it off.
And,
I think she overreacted.
I'm going to have to watch the show.
Like, yeah, I did that.
Because I the way when you threw something.
Wait a minute. What was you going to do? What you going to do?
She wiped it off.
You don't wipe it off. You fling that.
No, you
she
wipe
flung
it.
Wiped it
just,
off.
And you just keep going.
And it was just on her face. It didn't even get in her hair.
It was over. She had nothing else to do.
But I can imagine, like, I can understand the shock and like, oh my God. But to get mad, I thought was, you know, a little over the top. Yes. Yeah.
I think she was
outside of her comfort zone.
But she's
anyway.
Outside of her comfort zone, period. Like, that's the point of the show. She's hoeing, but she's not a hoe. Like, she's not trying to be with multiple people.
Right,
like, that's
well,
not
she
her.
Is
right
now.
She's trying to be, and it's not.
She got that whole spirit.
She's trying to do a whole
job. I'm like, because even now, I hate it when she did with the Spanish. Dude, I think he was Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, she was mean to him.
She just was taking off her clothes and kissing.
Was he Spanish? The white man?
The white man.
Yeah. He look Hispanic. The white man.
He is. He's not all white.
So why did he curve her?
Because he was whiter.
He's a good guy. He's not with the whole station. That boy downstairs.
Got
and,
you.
And you don't always, as a dude, dudes don't always want to have sex. Now I will say this: if you ever want to have sex with a girl, you should, and she offers it to you. You're not taking it. Yeah, don't ever turn a woman down. If you're not in a relationship, you're not going to cheat anything.
That's bad
don't turn
advice.
Her down if you ever want to have sex with her.
That's bad advice, though.
I don't see this
no,
happen.
Because what you're saying is
she's insecure forever and thinks there's something
wrong.
It
doesn't matter. But you're telling men you don't have a right to say, hey, wait a second, I don't want to do this right now.
That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I said, if you ever want to have sex with her, do not turn her down when she offers it. Because you're not going to be able to come back and have sex with her later. It's going to be done. Women don't like to be turned down.
But see, it depends, though. I feel like it depends. If it's in the beginning, and
nobody
they
wants
get
to be turned down, though.
I feel like it's in the beginning.
Have you ever been turned down?
No.
Exactly.
I haven't either.
But let me tell you, I've never pushed up on somebody like that.
Look, guys, we can take being turned down. Women cannot take it.
I never put myself in a position to be turned down.
I feel like women think, if you, ain't no way a man gonna turn my shit down. If you turn my shit down, something is up.
But
so,
it depends, though, because now he could be going through something, not in a, you know, bad way, but it could just be, you know.
You don't think that. You just think he got turned
like,
me down.
But
the fact that
he
still wants to take you to dinner.
Well,
see, what I'm saying.
You know y'all gonna think he gay. You ain't gonna think he gay.
Thank you.
You ain't gonna think he gay.
Hey, that was about, it's gonna come out to what they gonna think. I have been like, I remember this one girl, I'll never forget this. I had a girlfriend. She knew I had a girlfriend. I had to drop her off because she got drunk. My girlfriend was out of town. Next thing you know, she's like, okay, you know, thanks for dropping me off. She was in town and all this, visiting another friend who was staying with somebody else. Long story. Dropped her off. Next thing you know, next day, she think we gay. Because I ain't try to hit.
That's okay. She don't need to worry about my
man.
But this is, but I'm saying that to say that Courtney is right. This is how women think.
She thought you were gay because you got some female mannerisms.
That is not why. Because she wanted me to go upstairs. I know. I was here.
Maybe she wanted to see if you was going to hit it.
Hold up. Let me tell you something, you white woman.
It's
that's what she thought. That was can't. He didn't try nothing. And so he must be gay. I was like, no. And she wanted to. I was like, no, I got a woman. You know my woman. What the fuck is going on? Because we're taught
that that's all men are going to want. Heterosexual men want sex. Point blank, period. It don't matter whoever they are. They want sex. Yep. So the idea that they don't want sex from you has to mean that they are gay. But that's or bullshit something because else. When I agree that
homosexual men are probably looser than they like to all the time.
But that's the point. Men in general, sex is supposed to be the thing. So if he's heterosexual and he won't have sex with the woman that he's with, something must he must want it from somewhere else.
It's a strike to the ego.
But I'm with that because that means because I don't want a man who everybody can get. That's disgusting to me because that means what do you have?
But see, it's different though when you're the woman in the situation. You're taking a hit to your ego because you're out here offering your vagina to this dude and he's saying no. In that moment, it can't be you. So it has to be something with him.
See, I'm not offering nothing in the beginning.
And what, it's okay if he denied her over there.
Right.
What did we make that mean? The scene on Insecure when he is like, no, you know what I mean? I like you and basically we're rushing this. We're going thirsty. Too fast. She was thirsty. Right, but what are we making it mean about him? Did you think he was gay?
No, I thought she was thirsty based on that scene, and was unattractive.
I felt agreed.
So it kind of turned him off.
That's what you're saying. Thought.
Okay.
And I feel like he's like, I want to get to know you. I'm more than just, I want to hit it. Because if I just want to hit it, I'm not coming to your house, picking you up. I'm trying to do a proper date.
But you can't go out to dinner after that. And I've had friends where they've come and said, yeah, she wanted to do this, but I didn't want to. I was like, well, you ain't gonna never fuck her. I was like, that's it. I was like, you know that's it. And what happens, we talk about it years later, we come back, I was like, whatever happened to you old girl? He's like, man, she just didn't want to talk to me no more after that.
All right. That's how it goes. We got a few minutes left. I want to kind of segue into this and bring this up. Now, once the battle is over and you've decided that, you know what, I'm not going to touch this again. I'm going in a different direction. Have you ever flashed back and wished you had pursued something? Do you have any regrets for letting something go too soon? Let me tell you what
something
my
like, or someone.
Let me tell you, or it could be that too. Let me tell you what one of my regrets is. I was on the freeway going to our house in El Cajon. I got pulled over by the cops. And like this, the freeway, I can't remember what, I think it was the 8 freeway. El Cajon is like San Diego, but really, really far south. So I get pulled off. He pulls me off the freeway, and the street is so super dark. And I literally have my phone on the center console. And the cop comes to the passenger side, and I don't remember, like, what. And I said, well, what am I doing, officer? Like, because honestly, I wasn't speeding. I wasn't doing anything. And he grabs my phone.
Okay.
Ooh. He grabbed my phone, and I said, well, what are you grabbing my phone for? And he said, well, I thought maybe you were recording. And he put it back.
Oh.
So, like, I should have, and I filed a complaint with the El Cajon Police Department, but I should have pursued that.
What else did you want to do exactly?
Well, I should have sued them. You can't do that. You can't reach in the car and take somebody's phone out. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people do need to be held accountable for their wrongdoing.
I think filing a complaint was good enough. Was good enough. That's good.
Because that took a lot of effort in itself, not to just be like, oh.
Yeah, was good enough.
All right, so what do you guys agree at that? I thought about this question when I saw it, because I don't really have any regrets that I can think of.
And maybe regret is a bad word.
No, it's fine. We have a culture that believes that you should not have regrets, where it's like, well, if I regret this, then I wouldn't be here. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
I have some regrets.
What are your regrets?
It's this one time when I was in business school. I used to work in the computer lab.
You're going
to
say something stupid. I know it. I see it all over your face.
Something analytical, like.
No, it's going to be stupid. Go ahead.
Something HR-ish.
I'm a hoish. It's going to be something hoish.
Why are you being so mean to me?
I'm sorry. I apologize,
okay,
black man.
Okay, let's see if it's hoish. Hopefully it's hoish and not HR-ish.
So I was working late, and these two girls came. Mm-hmm.
You didn't get them.
I didn't realize what was going on.
How old
are
you?
Oh. I was in my 20s at some point.
And they were two white girls, weren't they? Weren't they?
Yeah, man.
Tell the truth. Yes or no?
No, they weren't white. Okay. I don't, they weren't black either. But
same thing. This is black,
the thing. This is the thing. It didn't hit me though for about 5 years. I was on the freeway driving. I was like, oh shit, they were trying to get a three-way.
Damn. Well, wait a minute. But you've had plenty of three-ways. So why would that be a regret for you?
A specific one.
Yeah.
Because he missed that one.
Because you missed that one. Do you feel they took it wrong? Like
no, you know, I was just an idiot. I didn't understand. They had been drinking.
They probably thought you were gay because you refused them.
I tell you what, nigga, you got one more time to call me gay, and I'm gonna hit your ass with this microphone. Well, you got one more time.
I'm not the N-word. I'm a white woman, and you will dress me appropriately. Oh!
So they, you know, and my first car, I should have, instead of getting that Grand Am, I should have got the Mustang.
Oh.
But I was worried. I was like, am I going to be able to afford the insurance on this?
Okay, so Courtney, that was kind of, we need some juicy stuff.
I mean, I'm trying to think, because, I mean, just related to that, I do have a period where I wish I was more of a hoe. Like, I wish that, like, I...
Why hers not stupid?
Because that's good. This is juicy. Okay, you
no, I just wish I was more of a hoe, because, like, I wanted, I'm a monogamous hoe. Because I'm grossed out by, like, too, like, I don't want to, like, if I think you got too many, your thing, like, I'm not into that. But there was this one person that I should have really just hold it out with and not cared.
Mm.
But it, and I was,
hold it
I
out.
Was so close, but I was just like, it's gross because I knew what kind of hoe he was. And not that we were trying to be together, but, like, we could have hoed together for a minute, and it would have been great.
I was just turned off
and grossed out.
It would have been a whole man.
I wish I could put that out of my brain. Like, I think too much. Like,
Me too. And I think about,
and I'm like, oh, you did that, and you did that, and I can't be on your list. And that, and if I just didn't think about that, then I would have been like, we could have just hoped, we would have had a good time. And I'm sure we would have had a good time. But I feel like, damn, maybe I should have had a good time for just that little,
You wanted a romance.
Yeah, I should have been a, and I wish, that's right, one more. I need like a, to figure out how to just do like a quick, like a summer hit for like 2 months and then it'd be over.
Well, you know, August still
and I ain't pulled that off. I've tried, but I haven't pulled that off.
Demetrius can help you with that.
I haven't pulled that off, so... I think that
that's somebody. You know, I'm gonna tell you, every time I have tried to be a hoe, God has really intervened and blocked it. When I tell you, I can't do nothing wrong.
I don't get to be a hoe.
It's crazy.
It sucks. Because then you have
to be crazy.
It's just not there, man.
Yeah. And see, I think about what do they have?
Yeah.
Like have like disease wise.
Yes. Hell yeah. What they got? What if I end up pregnant by you? Oh hell no. And I was trying to just be your hoe. Like
how you gonna be pregnant when you doing the raw?
But shit happens still.
Listen, here for me, this is the prime time for me to be a hoe. Think about it. I'm not gonna get pregnant. I mean, I'm almost 50.
You're not gonna do it. So why are we even?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's true though. You finally don't have to worry about getting pregnant. Like,
and if I catch a deadly disease, shit, I'm 50. I live 50 good years.
I didn't hurt at all.
Have you thought about this before?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think so.
In this moment. No, I promise you in this moment. But I just, yeah.
But see, you like, know what? See, and white women never get anything. Have you noticed that? Or they could live with it.
It's not a big deal. Like, they just go
yeah,
and do
it's
it.
Like, and they can tell them, I have this. And the guy's like, oh, well.
Sarah, okay. What the fuck? What?
I'm thinking about the commercials.
It's okay,
herpes.
Carol.
Hey, herpes.
Yeah, all of
do you
that.
Know there's a dating site? For people that have herpes?
I think that's great.
I think that's great,
that's
too.
Fantastic.
That's so shocking, though.
Well, no, because
I'm
now
just saying,
I can...
Like, I never heard of that, so that's why I'm just because like,
now you can herpes each other, and it's not a problem.
And it's not a problem.
Is there a dating site for... I think there's a dating site for people with HIV, too.
That's I think great. So, too. Maybe. Now, that is something
that's
I think...
That's awesome, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
All right, we got a minute left. Do our Halo Award, Demetrius.
Come on, Demetrius. Chop, chop, chop.
Is the video up? I do not. So I have a backup Halo Award that I can get.
Or you can even set that up and he'll probably find it while we're talking.
Okay, well, basically, in regards to Hurricane Harvey, there have been a lot of people out helping other people when they don't need to, when they can just flee and not worry about it. And so it's a group of, I think, young black guys helping out this older white woman whose car vehicle is stuck in the water, and they're physically helping to push it out. And she looks a little scared, and the guy even comforts her and says, "Don't worry, are you scared?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm a little scared." He's like, "Don't worry, I'll take care of you.
We got you.
And he look up, looking like, what's that dude who sings Kodak Black, because he got these little braids. He's like, we got her. And I thought that was nice.
Precious.
That's plus
precious.
I got a backup Halo award to Cardi B for supporting Colin Kaepernick at the VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really hot. And I was like, damn, Cardi, you go have a hot song and you go try to get conscious on us too?
I love her. Let me give a little impromptu Halo award too. I was at Ralph's, the Ghetto Ralph's.
Wait, where is that?
That's the one on Van Nuys.
The one she left one time and saw this lady eating cat food.
Yeah, no, dog food. She literally had a thing of dog food. But it's a little hard, but I like it. That's the one that I like. So I'm getting ready to go in the store, and this brother is outside. Well, one brother has a sign, you know what I mean? And clearly he's homeless and whatnot. So the other brother comes up, and he said, "Man, do you want me to, I'm gonna get you something to eat. Do you want something to eat?" He said, "Come in the store and pick out." And the guy said, "They're not going to let me." The homeless guy said, "They're not going to let me in the store." He said, "They will let you. You're with me." So I just, that just blessed me. It really did. Because what he did is he gave him his dignity. Mm-hmm. He said, "Come in. You're with me. So ain't nobody kicking you out." And the look on the homeless man's face was a look that no amount of money could have given him. You know what I mean? Like I said, I mean, it was brother to brother, and they related on that level, and it was just so beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of good people out there.
So, this earring is like,
And it probably was like that the whole show.
No, I just noticed it. I think it just moved, but it's okay.
Thank you for adjusting in the last 10 seconds of the show.
It wasn't like that. I would have noticed it.
Okay.
I'm telling you, and it just did something. I was like,
"Thank
let me
you,
fix
girl.
This.
You looking out. Good looking out."
Exactly.
Well, you guys, that is our show for today. We will go
takeaways.
Around. We got our takeaways.
Start with Courtney.
Courtney, takeaway girl. And how can they keep up with you?
You can keep up with me everywhere on social media at Stuart Starlet. And my takeaway for today is that, you know what? We can all do something. No matter how big or how small, whether you're the person that can take the homeless man in, out of, or if you can clean out your closet and mail your clothes to Houston for support. Everybody can do something, even when you feel like there's so much that needs to be done. Do something.
Amen. And Demetrius?
Hey, I just want to say, look, just because I threatened to hit Sheree upside the head with this microphone if she insinuated that I was homosexual, I have no problem with gay people or gay men. That's your thing. I just don't happen to be interested in men. So,
boom.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
How do they keep up with you?
Keep up with me. Ask Sheree Fletcher. Just send her a notice, and then she'll let me know, and then I'll decide if I'm going to accept you.
You are silly. Michelle?
Okay, so my takeaway is if everyone should try to be a hoe, and if God stops you, if God stops you, if it doesn't work, you're not meant to be a hoe. But for those who it works for, you a hoe.
Embrace your hoeness.
Some people are born hoes and some people are not. I'm not. And the other thing I want to say is, is sometimes in life,
you had to lead with that. You can't.
No, see, but that opens people's ears because they're like, what did she say?
They close to you.
No, they didn't. Okay. So sometimes in life, you have to know within yourself when to let it go. Don't let anybody else tell you when. If you want to hold on to it forever, if it's worth it, okay. But if it's not, let it go. Just
we
let it go.
Still talking about hoeing.
Okay.
So, you can keep up with me. Excuse
me. Go ahead, girl.
Everything is Michelle Epps.
Well, there it is. And I'm Sheree Fletcher across all media platforms. And my takeaway is, and I wish we had the video to show you, how can they find the video? What would be the keywords to find the video
for the
Halo Award?
I saw it on there.
Was so beautiful. And it just goes to show you that out of every tragedy, there's an opportunity. There really is. There's an opportunity to glorify God. There's an opportunity to be able to comfort somebody else. And just know the battle is not yours. So when they go low, you go high, and God takes everything that was meant for bad and uses it for your good. And that is our show.
When they go low, you go lower. Fuck it.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing. Go low. Low.
To Michelle Obama.
Oh, I didn't know our pigeon was up.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.